Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, are you or is anyone in your household a reported, unappointed, or elected official or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay, and thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. Somewhat likely to vote. Not very likely. Not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages. 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
I'm under 35.
Okay. 18 to 35, correct?
Say that again.
18 to 35, is that correct?
Correct.
And generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the ground track?
Repeat that.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the ground track?
I don't particularly know.
But in general?
They're going in the right direction, I guess.
Okay. And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Vote yes.
Definitely, or would you say you're probably voting yes?
If I voted today, I would definitely vote yes.
Okay, seeing ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand. You will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Now, in this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote in favor.
Okay, definitely or probably?
Definitely.
And now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowners about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, as mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have four options. The first one, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $70 per year. The next one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $105 per year. And the next one, I'm fine with the current proposal which will raise about $3 million per year and cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Or the last one, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So which one comes closer to your opinion?
The third one.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving public education and local schools, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, making housing more affordable, controlling growth and development, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting water quality and water supply, reducing traffic and congestion, or fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety?
If I had to pick one, I would say lowering the cost of housing.
Okay. Thank you. And you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate it as well, okay? Just three. The first one, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Grand Traverse County Government? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And your city or township government?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
And if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
Probably trust.
Okay, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one, to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
To promote local economic development?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. The next one, to plan and construct new trails?
Strongly approve.
To promote recreational opportunities?
Strongly approve.
To maintain existing trails?
Strongly approve.
To promote health and wellness?
Strongly approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Strongly approve.
And the last three, to increase non-motorized transportation options?
Strongly approve.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Strongly approve.
And the last one, to protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
Okay, now we're almost done with the survey. We're 65%. Thank you so much for your time. If forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained? The first one or the second one?
The second one.
And now you will be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So please indicate if each will make you more likely to support this proposal or less likely to support this proposal. And if each will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. Just four. The first one, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely.
Can you repeat it, please?
Yeah, no problem. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. After hearing that, much more likely to support this proposal, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
It doesn't make a difference.
Okay. The last three, a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
The next one, there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Strongly more likely.
Much more likely. And the last one, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Much more likely.
And now we're 25%. Again, thank you so much for patience. You will be giving some statement in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reason as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. And again, if it will make the difference, you can indicate it as well. The first one, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all.
Very convincing.
In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Very convincing.
$7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Somewhat convincing.
Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
I'm very convincing.
Okay, the next one, trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Very convincing.
And the last four, this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Very convincing.
This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Very convincing.
The last two, Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail, are the two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Somewhat convincing.
The last one, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very convincing.
Okay, now taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote in favor.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, and now we're 85%. This is basically the last part of the survey. You will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And please, again, indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, as a reason to vote no against this proposal. And if it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first one, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. That was very convincing to vote no, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no.
Can you repeat it, please?
Yeah, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. Very convincing as a reason to vote no, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all.
Somewhat convincing.
The next one, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and a skyrocketing cost, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Very convincing to vote no. Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all.
Not too convincing.
This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayer foot the bill. Very convincing to vote no, somewhat, or not too convincing, or not at all.
Not convincing.
This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting waste on their pet project.
Not too convincing.
This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
not too convincing.
And the last two, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropies should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Somewhat convincing.
And the last one, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Somewhat convincing.
And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would definitely vote yes.
Okay, now you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. Okay, the statement is, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
I don't really have an answer for that.
But you can say anything at all, whatever comes to your mind when you hear the proposal. Maybe the
trail. What was the statement?
Okay, the statement is, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is? It can be good or bad.
Reducing habitat for natural wildlife, untouched
okay.
by humans.
Just let me document your answer. And now, before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This is a short one, and we're done. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local street, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County? If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote in favor.
Okay. And definitely or probably?
Definitely.
And now the last few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes. Just to be sure we have a representative sample, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
I'm sorry, there's a helicopter going over. Can you wait just a second?
No problem. No problem.
Can you repeat the question? Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Just to be sure we have a representative sample, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
I voted for Joe Biden.
And which political party are you affiliated? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or some other political party?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I am working on a master's degree.
Okay. And do you own or rent the home that you're currently living in?
I rent.
Thank you. And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
And what is your main racial background? Asian American, African American, or Black, White, or Caucasian, Hispanic, or other race not listed?
White Caucasian.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.